still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday already. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. Creepy E. Big Dick Toledo. 1 week from the turkey. Crazy time. Floating right through this year. It's almost over. 1 week from the turkey. It has happened, and it is upon you. So start planning that as this week ends, and then next week begins the what do I do next? Do I have to go shopping? I was at the grocery store just the other night, and I fell down at the Safeway, and people were shopping for their like full carts ready to go, like prepping it out.
You want to do it early.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
You wait till the last second. As a guy, we usually do that.
I've been there. I've been at the store on Wednesday night and the very – strange open from like 9 to noon Safeway on Thanksgiving Day itself.
Oh, it's awful.
And it's always just a load of dudes with a thing of sugar or flour, like one item. Like somebody forgot one thing, and you're just standing there in a 45-minute line while people do their last-minute goof shopping. Yeah, so yeah,
and they try to set up the Thanksgiving item displays for, you know, like if you're doing that green bean casserole.
Ugh.
I got everything.
Ugh. Turkey, stuffing,
they
taters.
Did a little research on the most hated food item each state.
That's got to be close.
Ours,
turkey.
Arizona. No, turkey was in three states.
Really? The least favorite was turkey?
Oregon.
I know why. They get into that whole don't kill the birds
Washington
thing.
Right around there. And then, Arizona was stuffing.
We don't like stuffing? Well, I've had bad stuffing. If your mom never made good stuffing, stuffing's gross. When you've had bad stuffing, you wonder why anybody ever likes it. Because when it's awful, it is just awful. Like you get some of that mushy, gross stuff, or some people make it with...
I'm a hillbilly. I have stovetop.
Me too. And it's good. Stovetop's good.
This is your day, Eric. It's National Stuffing Day.
Yeah. Isn't
it? All right.
Well, how is today National Stuffing Day? They missed. That's supposed to be next Thursday. Nobody's having stuffing today and again next week. No, no, no.
I never got it because whenever somebody tries to make stuffing on their own, it's never even as good as stovetop.
My mom does a great job.
Yeah, it's tough.
But I'll tell you
this. It is tough.
Whenever I say, you do great job, this stuffing's fantastic, this is stovetop quality. That's basically what I'm saying because I think stovetop stuffing is fantastic. And everybody frowns on, oh, it's the box and it's just a nope. It's the good one. You, with your raisins or whatever the hell else you want to throw in there, you're the one making the gross stuff. Just because you made it up yourself or you've made it from scratch doesn't mean it's better than what came out of that box. Stovetop stuffing is good.
Have you always called it stuffing or did you ever call it dressing?
Yeah, some people call it dressing. I never have. I always called it stuffing.
25% call it dressing.
Stuffing. Yeah, we had people from New York once to our house for Thanksgiving. They called it dressing. And I'm like, you're going to put dressing on that? Like, yeah, it's Thanksgiving. And I'm like, what? I thought they were just going to go pour Thousand Island all over everything. No, they meant the stuffing. And then a chat ensued about that. Yeah, stuffing is – how can today be National Stuffing Day? Incorrect. Stupid stuffing people trying to double dip.
They're trying to trump today's the national smokeout too.
Today's the smokeout where you're not supposed to smoke anymore? Is it vape out smokeout?
I think it's everything.
So this is where smokers are supposed to just take the day off from cigarettes.
Yeah.
A day without smoking. And I was thinking about that the other day. There's not a lot going on with smoking. You've been placed as
numbers
a
are down.
Oh, completely. Different world. The vaping thing happens, but I'm just in car. I haven't been in someone's car who smoked in such a long time. And it used to be commonplace to hop in somebody's car and just go, oh, they're smokers. Even Uber drivers and stuff. Either that or we've got better fusion sprays to get rid of the stink. But
the Board of Regents for ASU and U of A. Want to ban any vaping supply stores on the campus area.
Ban it.
Both campuses.
Make it more popular. Put taboo all over that because people will do it just as a joke. I used to smoke just because it wasn't allowed by school and stuff. And I thought I didn't smoke like as a habit, but I'd do it.
A rebel.
Yeah,
because
I looked cooler. And I know I did. I did look cooler. I wasn't a cool kid. But when I smoked, I'm like, I do look cooler doing this.
Well, you do it just to annoy Brady, too, sometimes.
And I did that one time, just blew it all over myself to annoy Brady, because he would pretend it. He would
smell so good.
Yeah. And then he tried to tell me I was polluting the air while we stood outside next to a freeway. And I'm like, really? I'm the problem? You're going to overlook that and tell me that I caused the issues? Please. Yeah, so, yeah, don't smoke then. Quit smoking today. That's actually really good. I will tell you this. Brady's right about it. I'm not going to blame you for all my health problems, but you do stink, smokers. Not all of you, though. Some of you can smoke and not smell. I dated a girl years ago who smoked. Did not stink. Car didn't stink. It didn't stick to her.
Like did she you make was out with her?
Oh, my God. It did everything.
But you couldn't tell?
Oh, I could tell. I knew she smoked, but I couldn't tell by her smell. She's just one of those people that didn't smell.
That's the worst part.
It didn't get... Oh, yeah. No, it's terrible.
A guy that doesn't smoke, making out with a girl that's...
When I first saw her and she's smoking, I'm
the
like,
ashtray.
Gross. That's going to be gross. And then I'd be around her and stuff in like close quarters. I'm like, it doesn't stick to her. Nothing about her smelled like cigarettes. Her breath, everything.
6 months.
It's weird.
Same girl that I dated.
Yeah.
And I never knew she smoked.
Yeah. It's weird.
That's crazy.
Some of them don't stink. But the ones that do, oh my God, you guys smell bad. And we know it the minute you walk in a room, poof, we got a smoker in the house. It's bad. So yeah, take the day off. It's a dirty habit. You guys know it. Nobody who smokes is like, this is great. They all wish they would just quit. It's National Smokeout Day. There's nothing wrong with that. It is just seconds from the me playing that wake-up cock. You all know it very well.
Are you going to do it?
I'm going to do it. Of course I'm going to do it. This is the wake-up
guy. I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's my guy right there, right? That's our cock. And he wakes you up every morning. Get an email from a guy named Doug. I've been meaning to write you guys for years about your rooster crow. Simply put, who's the moron that thinks an obnoxious rooster crow first thing in the morning lays a golden path to increased ratings? Really? Who wants to hear that crap in their morning commute? I, for one, change the station ASAP when I hear it. I'm actually so put off by it and the fact that you broadcast it constantly. I do not return to your station for a week or more. Hence the long time that it took me to write this. Last question. Do you think sound bites of babies crying would raise your ratings? Some brain soul-crushing type of sound? Do you think that?
How dare you?
It says, guys, your audience loves it hard and fast, but the total stupidity of regularly broadcasting that rooster should have some program director beating the streets for a new job. Larry programs that. Hopefully on a farm network. I say it's time for a chicken rooster fry.
Man.
Guy hates
not that. Only roosters, he wants chickens out of here, too.
Yeah, he's fired up.
And babies.
And babies. He hates babies. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's for you, Doug. It's for you, Doug.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. Stupid program director. Boy,
get me out of bed. I don't know.
Yeah,
about
exactly.
You.
That's what roosters' jobs are. They wake up.
Maybe that's, you know.
Maybe he grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
And used
that's
to have.
Immediately.
And then he was immediately raped by the farmer.
Yep.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. It's just a trigger. He hears a rooster. He knows the farmers are coming, so to speak.
Everybody lays there with their alarm going off.
And, yeah, I know.
And like, it's usually some kind of. I like to put on, like, softer music to wake up to. I don't want to just.
What's the most gentlest thing?
Yeah, I don't want to hammer myself.
Impossible.
But yeah, the rooster would help me get out of bed.
It's like, all right, I get it. All right.
Yeah. Sometimes you lay there just too
long.
That's
the whole point of the rooster crow. We've been doing for nearly 20 years, and I did it on the show before this.
But
the whole point is to say, I know it's uncomfortable. Get your ass up. It's time to go. That's my job.
If there is a possibility in this case where you hear the rooster, that means you have to roll over on your stomach.
Yeah, yeah, the raping. The farmer raping. And there's no worse a raping than a farmer raping because they're usually
drunk. I apologize.
Drunk,
that's not the intention behind the rooster.
Covered in bull blood or something.
Bull blood?
I don't know. They're farmers. Who knows? They've been milking a bull too hard. Either way, sorry about that, but that is a rooster's job, and it's nature. If you're a religious man, God created roosters to wake people before we had electricity. That was the point of the rooster. He would sit on top of the house and go, because we didn't have alarm clocks or watches, and the farmers would get up and go, well, I got to start. Sun's coming up. Work day begins, and everybody'd pop out of bed.
So we got a complaint, first time in 20 years.
20 years, first
time. Are you going to stop doing the rooster now?
Here's what I say to that. No. The answer is no.
Ratings bonanza.
It is, yeah. And also, you know what roosters crowing early in the morning does? Oh, the baby's awake too. Oh, this is a nightmare. It's a nightmare for you, Doug. Oh, and we've got tons of roosters.
I like the explosion. Can you throw some explosions in it?
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, my rooster farm. It's awful. Sorry,
man, if you
Doug.
You could add some lasers to that.
Yeah, lasers.
I just love that Doug hears that thing. He's like, I got to take a week off.
If that's bothering him, how does he get through everyday life?
How in the world?
My God.
That's literally, you're on the spectrum. I am too, so it's okay, but you're on the spectrum of autism because if a single noise can set you off to where you have to change your life for a week, that's spectrum behavior. I have those issues where I have to leave rooms and stuff if I hear something I don't like, or sometimes I hyper-focus on a noise and got to get away from it. But this is ridiculous. You're taking weeks off. I'll take a week off. I'll email him in a week when I'm over that sound of rooster. Sorry, Doug. I like Doug. Doug laid it out. Maybe he said weeks, and he really meant 20 years of, you know, like the weeks involved in that. It's like, I heard it the first time, and I just turned it off, and I haven't been back. This is why it took me so long to email you guys.
Bruce St. James sounds like a turkey, but I've managed to get through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and he is human rooster.
Let's talk about the Donald Trump situation. I don't even understand how this is going to go on. The people I got. We'll be right back with more on KTAR. Clearly.
His voice, it was tough to get used to for a while. Now.
I'm friends with Bruce. I'll go to lunch. That's legit, man. That's not his radio voice. That's
good
how he sounds. Yeah, he's not faking it for ratings. We were at Santan, and we were going to go see that Joker movie, and the waiter came by, and Bruce is like,
well, I don't know if I'm hungry or if I'm just, what would you get if you're like,
the waiter's like, what's happening? Why is he, he's verbally attacking me.
It's like 600 things on the budget. I just don't know what to do. I'll have you. You can do it.
He chases trucks like a turkey every now and then. Something like.
Turkeys chase trucks?
Really?
Yeah, they do. They're
dogs? Like dogs?
There's one today.
What?
There's one. There's a video going around.
Oh, I thought you meant it's going to happen. You're a psychic.
No, there's a video that's gone viral because when I was in, it happened to me in Kelly's Island.
A turkey
a
chased
wild
you?
Turkey. You pull up on the car and it comes after the car. It challenges.
This is not
the car.
All turkey behavior. Just
well,
a few
no,
rare
it's,
turkeys.
It's pretty common sometimes. So
really,
you're more hillbilly than I thought you
that's
were.
That's pathetically hillbilly.
And that turkey had a name there. It's a wild turkey. And they go, it's like Thomas or something.
Thomas
lives over here, but be careful. He'll come after your car. I'm like, I got to go check this out. So now this
Did
guy.
Did you drive out of UA and then end up in some weird alternate universe? What happened?
No, that was Kelly. That was in Lake Erie, Kelly's Island.
Lake Erie, Kelly. So that's okay. They have a lot of turkeys there.
There's loads of wild turkeys.
There's a couple of wild turkeys.
Probably unfamiliar with the car because it's an island.
Maybe, yeah. But they'll charge you.
Also, Brady,
it's an island full of turkeys.
I believe you dreamt this. Let's go back to Kelly's Island.
I've got some video from Thomas.
Is this where your love of Indians began?
No, it was way before
But this happened to you, and you say this is now a common reference that turkeys chase cars. That's why we're all kind of like, turkey chasing a car.
I've never
is
seen that.
Just
yeah,
you? They're known
no,
for
I think
that?
So. Yeah.
You're sure? Not just on Kelly's Island. You have a tendency to think all things in Ohio are
well,
commonplace
the one
everywhere.
Well, the video that I saw today was in Milwaukee.
Because I had turkeys all around me.
And he chases every day the mail truck. Hmm. But the guy, you know, maybe.
One turkey.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. But I was surrounded by turkeys once in Sholo.
The wild turkeys?
Yeah, they're everywhere. Yeah.
Wow.
And
they
surrounded
most
you.
Of the time.
Yeah, it was like Indians. I was scared to death for a second. I'm like, wow, look at that beautiful turkey. And I stopped the car to take a look, and then I looked forward. I'm like, hey, there's one in front of us, too.
Look over there.
Yeah, there's one over here by the driver's door. And then I looked behind me. I'm like, there's like five of them behind us. This is an ambush.
A little Thanksgiving atrocity. Genocide.
They could smell Bruce St. James on.
Yeah, and then they screamed out something like,
remember Fleischer!
And they started to chop at the car with their little turkey axes, which were made out of sticks.
Just like, watch
they're known
for the
that.
Toms.
That's what I told
an angry Tom.
Well, Megan, they're known for this. They hate cars. I don't know that they're known for that, but maybe they do it. I don't know. Is that a common thing? I've never heard it before.
Yeah, I always just think dog.
Yeah, dogs and dumb kids.
Well, you've seen. I
and
mean,
rerun
if they feel
from
like
What's Happening. He used to chase the ice cream truck.
They feel like they're threatened. I mean, you might see it out of a goose, too, like on the golf course. Remember that say don't.
Yeah, they'll protect their
to
area.
Keep your way. Yeah.
All right. Interesting reference. I find that strange.
Like
chasing
if they
a
have
like a turkey.
Their babies around? Because a goose usually flies away.
See, because you'd think if it was a common reference, yeah, they're following a car. Maybe they just think it's a big turkey. But you'd think it would be, if it were a common reference, people like chasing the bus, people would say, look at him chasing that bus like a turkey.
It's something about cars. It's weird.
They're like, eat me.
Yeah.
I know what you did. I know what you did.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Maybe we...
They're very aware.
Maybe it's a Soylent Green situation. We think tires are made of rubber and we don't know how, but they're actually made of turkeys. And they can smell it or something. Interesting. There's a turkey in the road. I've seen this. And then I think that's it when they get pissed off when, like, you bother them. But they mirror a lot of things, too. I remember the turkeys in Sholo. If you walk to the right, they'd walk to the right. If you walk to the left, they'd walk to the left. There he is bugging a car. That's a new thing I'm going to start saying. Look at that bum chasing that bus like a turkey. People are like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah, they're known for it. Bums? No, turkeys.
We need to bring back Jive Turkey. I like that one.
That's a good one. I think blacks need to bring that back.
Oh, that's fighting words.
Just ride on. I think ride on needs to come back along with Jive Turkey. Some 70s slang, blacks. None of this on fleek nonsense. We don't know what that is. That's
still
made
retro.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah, exactly. I like it, though. Okay, boomer's good. Sometimes boomer's like, hey, this is good. Hey, your clothes are going back in style and, you know, in and out. Lift your right hand in the air, drop your head and go, right on, Jive Turkey. And I'd be like, yeah, that's great stuff, Huggy Bear. And then we'll move on with our bell bottoms and chase cars like turkeys. See how it all makes sense in the end? Tell me if this is racist.
Yes.
It's time to play. Is this a racist thing? While watching wrestling, a man says he's brave. He's strong. He's one of the bravest, strongest men in the world. In fact, he's one of the only men in the world that can strap a bucket of fried chicken on his back and run across Ethiopia. Is it racist? Brady, I'll start with you.
Yes.
Okay. Racist? Against?
You know, I guess if,
Ethiopia.
If anyone...
Because much like turkeys, Ethiopians are known...
They'll chase cars for chicken.
They're known to be hungry.
It's
a reference I'd understand.
It's the go-to joke for starvation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Toledo, is it racist to say he's so brave and so strong, he's the only man who can strap a bucket of fried chicken on his back and run across Ethiopia?
Yes. It is racist. The train of thought is racist.
Okay. Eric?
Who's it in regards to?
Or a who wrestler. Saying it to? A wrestler. It's just being said during a wrestling match.
To a black wrestler?
No, a white wrestler wrestling another white wrestler.
Oh. Then it's not racist?
See, I'm kind of going with that, too.
A black guy involved?
I don't think it's racist. The only thing we have to really delineate here is the choice of food.
Right, going towards...
So are we saying that fried chicken in any situation, even a joke about starvation, then becomes racist?
Why couldn't he say Greenland? Because
if you did say it in Greenland, it's not racist.
Yeah, absolutely not racist.
Not at all. You can run, but would it make any sense to say he can run across Greenland with a bucket of fried chicken strapped across? But then it's just a terrible joke that seems racist because why fried chicken?
Was this on WWE Raw?
It was on NW, whatever the thing is. It's a smaller one. National Wrestling Alliance. The commentator, Jim Cornette.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he resigned and then... immediately after the NWA put out a thing.
Jim Cornette's been around a long
20
time.
20 years doing this. And he used to be, I remember Jim Cornette, and I didn't watch a lot of this
stuff. He'd carry the tennis racket around Brady and hit people
with
it. He was
the manager of a lot of, he was out there a lot, and he wrestled every once in a while.
Back in the old school days.
It said that Jim Cornette has resigned from the National Wrestling Alliance as an announcer on November 19th, the NWA Power Show. Jim made remarks during a singles match between Nick Aldis and Trevor Murdoch that were both offensive and do not meet the high standards of decency and good faith of the National Wrestling Alliance, known for its high standards. To ensure that such an error can never happen again, we've established new procedures of review for all NWA programming going forward. We seriously regret our failures. And all I think is... the racism is the food.
He could have just said a bucket of food.
A bucket of steaks.
Yeah.
Right. It's the food what's racist in this. Do you have the clip?
That's not, I'm going to preview it.
They've eliminated it from just about everything, but yeah, here we go. Turn it up. I don't have it on. You don't have it plugged in, Rich.
Here's the problem with Jim Cornette. He's been around a long time.
Right. He's 58 is old.
Yeah, he said some questionable things in the past. He's from Kentucky.
But that's why Jim Cornette was interesting.
We got to get him with that guy.
The reason he had that job was because he would say interesting things that make it, oh, Cornette. But this one, here's the...
This is seriously as he might should. Trevor Murdoch, he's mad, bad, and dangerous to know. He's the only man I've ever known that could strap a bucket of fried chicken on his back and ride a motor scooter across Ethiopia. Trevor Murdoch can take care of himself.
It flowed.
You're getting attacked by Ethiopians.
I'm going to win that fight most of the time. Well, they do get...
For the chicken.
Right. The joke is... Ethiopia is hungry and black. I think that's where we're starting.
I changed my vote.
But again, now. I'm just breaking it down. I'm not saying that if you're...
You got to use another food.
The food is what's racist. We can make fun of Ethiopians all day long about how hungry they are and the actual scourge of starvation that's gripped their nation for decades now. That's okay.
And watching it now, it's even worse as two lily white guys wrestling.
But... Add fried chicken to that joke about the self-genocide and starvation issue that has gripped Ethiopia, and you're automatically just a bad guy. Make the Ethiopia joke, no big deal. Do it with fried chicken, you're racist and you can't have a job anymore. That's the line we're walking. And I agree,
I think it can be considered racist.
Yeah. I agree. But poor fried chicken. Which is delicious by all races. There's only vegans hate fried chicken. It's a fantastic meal.
I ran into another guy that had the chicken sandwich from Popeyes. I got his review. I haven't. I ate it. Yeah, last night, just randomly, the guy brings it up at the candy store. He goes, "I tried it, and how was it?"
You were at the strip club?
No, it was a candy store next to the Tuft and Needle.
Oh, there's an actual candy.
Actual candy.
Yeah. I lost interest in the old school candy,
you know. And
boo.
Don't
care.
So this guy walks in. He's like, "I had the," and he's like, "It's pretty good." He goes, "What I like," he goes, "it's very similar to the Chick-fil-A, but the pickle is better."
Okay.
Pickle. It's a little spicier.
That's what he was saying.
I was actually shocked. I was like, wow, this is better than I thought it would be.
I said, is it stab worthy? And he says, no, it's not
stab worthy.
Here's the fun thing about you.
Yeah.
Is that your internet feed is clearly different. And so are your conversation starters with strangers.
It didn't start that way.
Hi, how are you? I've had the chicken sandwich at Popeyes.
Oh, yeah? Review it.
How did it start?
People that we were with, she had the Jelly Belly game where you spin it, and she was basically going around, and we were all doing it. So you spin it, and it says either buttermilk jelly bean or puke barf jelly bean. You had to do the mystery
spin. It's a
fun
game.
It is, because one's got rotten egg, or you get a good one. So everyone was doing
the round.
You make
my point for me. You have a different life. While you're playing a food game, a man told you about a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
He's in town opening a new restaurant in North Scottsdale.
Did you know him?
No. He came in with his girlfriend and daughter.
And somehow or another he got on the topic of chicken sandwiches. God, that's amazing work, Brady. I'm fascinated.
John, give me 5 minutes with anyone.
We'll talk about the food.
Two minutes.
5 minutes, 30 seconds.
Pleasure to meet you there, Brian. What'd you have for dinner?
I was just about to tell you randomly, but since you asked.
You jumped the gun.
I see you guys playing the Jelly Belly game. Well, that brings back memories.
Can I jump in?
You mind if I give her a spin?
No, chum. Spin away.
Why, I've just landed on Cherry. I'm the luckiest man in the world. And I got to tell you, earlier today, I had a Popeye's chicken sandwich, friend. I bet you'd like it. And I'm opening a restaurant. I also am seeing a psychiatrist for giving strangers superfluous information for no reason at all. It's gotten me in trouble many times. My wife is a whore.
They're having dinner at Sushi Broker. The other guy that was there is the owner of Sushi Broker. So that's how they started talking about restaurant. And I think the girl either spun.
So they weren't
talking. And she must
to
have
you.
Got. Yeah, we were all involved. And I think the girl spun and must have gotten a chicken jelly belly or something.
You play
and that's how it happens.
Touch the food game with strangers. You're brave.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Yeah. That's a public game?
Was it like, was last night.
Was it like spin the bottle? Spin. Did you make out with anybody?
Yeah, it comes in a little jar, and you spin the thing on top, and you have to pick that jelly belly.
I got
out of
make
there.
Out with somebody at 2 o'clock. Noon, 1, 2. Ah, that's you. I'm 14. Ah, jelly belly say.
Was your wife around when this spin the bottle game was happening?
She died.
She died.
She was there. She got the. She got the rotten egg, Jelly Belly.
What the hell's going on in the middle of the day with you?
Ronnie, I would understand it if we found your corpse after a bottle of pills. This is not the life you thought you'd have.
Were you buying one of John's new beds at Tuft & Needle?
Right. Did you go over to
Tuft & Needle?
You got a beanbag chair.
Oh, beanbag chair?
Well, it was all about beans yesterday. Jelly and bags and chair. That's weird that you went over and just played public spin the Jelly Belly bottle.
Well, I did. One buddy's wife was spinning around. All right, you got
to
pick in there.
How many people do you take to buy a beanbag chair?
We were already over there, and we went over to the restaurant, went over to Sushi Broker to have dinner.
Oh, you ate at Sushi Broker. Okay, yeah. That's what you didn't include. Yeah. Okay. That just meant you, the owner of Sushi Brokers, some stranger who's opening a restaurant.
And I'm still confused because at first I thought that Tuft & Needle, you were playing a Jelly Belly game. But the Jelly Belly game was at the candy store.
So it goes in line, Sushi Broker.
You
Tuft & Needle,
all of it, right.
Candy store.
Okay.
Tuft & Needle was open at dinner time?
Oh, yeah, till 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, they're there.
Okay.
Waiting for Brady to finish eating. You just chat with a lot of people, and you get a lot of information that no one could ever use.
He gets drunk on food and buys crazy beds
all the
same
time.
Tell you what, a good 5 minutes in that adjustable. Sweet ride.
Eric tells that story, and we're all over him for being drunk and annoying. You, and then you would say,
Eric, you got a problem.
Brady, you got a problem.
That was great.
Ah, Sushi Brokers was good. What do you do for money?
Huh?
I had a chicken sandwich.
I've had a chicken sandwich.
That Popeyes?
Yes, just recently.
How about that? You and I are the two. Stabby, stab, stab. Spin the wheel. I want a Jelly Belly.
He's drunk on food. We'll get him home.
So. I do it much.
I'm going to buy me
I
a beanbag.
I do it much
chair.
Easier. I ask the person at the register, do you have a PA here? And then I make the announcement. Anyone have the chicken sandwich at Popeyes yet?
I'm stuffed full of rice and fish, and I'm going to buy a beanbag chair and eat some Jelly Bellies. That's the way this night's going to close up.
Have you been drinking?
No. I'm the security of Cardinals.
He cleared his breathalyzers absolutely zero. It's unbelievable. It's food. He's drunk on food.
Hey, who wants creamistry?
I like
just
going
hit
on
all of them.
Some iced creams.
Did you go to Creamistry after?
We did.
Jesus Christ, man.
My God.
Red Mountain Diet is over. Over. You hit
portion. Portion control.
All right,
John.
You hit portion control of the Creamistry. Stop it. Go stand in the corner. Portion control your
lovely
ice cream.
Lovely portions.
Blatant lies.
Yeah, the portion control of ice cream is none for a guy who's got blood pressure through them. Just don't have any.
I just had sushi and ice
cream. Sushi and ice cream, by the way. Oof.
That's a rough combo.
That is going
belly.
To. Yeah, you're not having sex that
and
night.
Jelly beans?
It's no wonder. And Ronnie's eating rotten jelly beans in the middle. Portion control.
It's all about
no,
it.
No, I know it is, but don't. Don't do that to us. So you had like a bite
of the ice cream?
Yeah, just a
or
single
bite. A regular.
Full regular scoop, which is not portion control. That's an order.
Yeah. But the sushi, it's not like I had, I mean, rolls and rolls.
You were drunk.
He was on a high from buying a beanbag.
This is what happens to Eric when we're like, what? You had? I had half a drink of a thing, and then I wasn't too drunk.
I was okay.
Not like I drank four bottles.
A few shots. Portion control.
Portion control.
They're little. They're little shots in the little glass.
They weren't even that. Yeah, and the guy was watering them down.
Yeah. You could tell.
He's a more machine than a man. Never be the same again at Sushi Broker. He's leaving, thank God. Clean his table. Look at him walk over, pile down Jelly Bellies. He going to Creamistry, Drew?
Do you like the Ralphie May order? That guy.
That was amazing.
Ordering sushi with Ralphie May was just freaky.
I like one of these. Give me four of those.
I think he had everything on the menu on the table.
What do you like, doll?
Ew. Oh, yeah.
Give me
and
six of them.
Ordering.
Have that, two rolls of that. Give me that fried rock sushi. You put it out of rock.
I've never seen one of those little sheets just so full of marks.
I checked them all.
I need another pen.
Yeah, this one's out.
I went to sushi with Ralphie at Sushi Roku once, and they gave him a special menu that says collect all.
Oh, it's collector's tray. Check, 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 check.
Man.
You know, you're looking at Brady's dinner?
So 600 calories in a medium scoop. 810 in a large scoop.
Who wants ice cream?
Ralphie, we just ate all the fish.
I had the regular.
Oh, that ain't enough. We're going to need two of them regulars. I'll put it in my pocket and eat it later. It's hot garbage, buddy. Don't you listen to them. Food is good. Eating tons of it, getting ice cream, and talking about it more is better.
Worked out for Ralphie.
Yep. Check out right on top. Player, you haven't lived till your last meal is Jack in the Box.
You don't need to watch your kids grow up. Overrated.
They're just going to do what everybody else does. They're not special.
Graduate and stuff.
I'm not trying to be mean, but I've met Kirby. She ain't going to be president, so skip it. She's fine.
I already know. Yeah.
None of them are. It's a hard job to get. It's only been like 45 of them.
I'm going to tell her no.
Yeah, well, she wants to be. You just got to tell her she can't. You'll never achieve that. Two reasons. You're a woman, and you're not good enough. It takes a special breed.
Other than that, you can do almost anything.
That's something you should start telling your kids. You can do almost just about anything you want.
I think I can do anything I want.
You can never fly. Try it now.
Well, I'll invent something.
No, you're not. You're not smart enough. Almost anything you want within reason.
Toledo's kid found out early.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, shoot for the ceiling. Let's stop this stars nonsense. Let's get a little higher.
Go 9 feet. Let's start at nine.
Shoot for the roof. Try to dunk something. Anyway, it's 6:17. I want a chicken sandwich. I want ice cream. I want some Jelly Bellies and sushi. It sounds good, all of it.
The one Jelly Belly that I had, I spit out.
Too much?
It was barf.
Oh, you got the barf flavor. Well, that sounds like a fun game.
Yeah.
John, forget about the rain. Brady's saying portion control just caused a massive accident on the 202 right in front of me. No kidding.
Creamistry preaches portion control. Most ice cream places do. Of course you can have more of that. It's portion. Just have a little bit of ice cream. Just indulge and call it what it is.
That's my first time at Creamistry.
Pounding ice cream. It's kind of neat. I watched a kid in
ice
cream.
I've been to the Sub-Zero when it was before, but yeah, they do.
Pretty neat. I won't go there anymore because I watched, again, children ruin everything. And I watched two kids while I was waiting for my ice cream to be invented because they basically build it there, pouring the milk and then making the big steam and all that, or whatever the hell goes on. Then this kid's sitting there picking his nose and going right across the counter, like dragging one across the counter. Going to the next one, across one of the tables. And I'm like, the parents aren't stopping this. This happens a lot. I'm never coming back here. This is kid heavy.
We didn't have that yesterday. We just had kids dancing in the fog.
Yeah. Well, the kids dancing in the fog, at one point when you weren't watching, took their booger hands and put it all over everything. And I'm like, this is a kid-friendly environment. Therefore, I am no longer involving myself.
Nitro burgers!
Nitro boogers. give us a wake-up song, 585-9800, a good one. And we'll start off this Thursday together. We'll tell you where Eric's going. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98.